We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Heck of a job on the music today, especially Tommy, and all week. This is Marvin Hamlisch, the great composer, with the entertainer from Tommy's all-time number one tippy-top favorite movie, The Sting. You familiar?
I'm not. Tommy, I'm going to have to watch
it now. You
don't
know The Sting?
I don't.
I've heard of it. I have no idea who's in it, what it's about, when it was released.
When was it released,
what the plot is.
1974. That was before both of us.
Yeah, we don't need, why would we go back and watch that?
Well, because it's Tommy's favorite movie. That's a buddy of mine. Yeah, I'll check it out.
That's a waste of our time.
Of your time.
Of our time.
Of your time.
What isn't a waste of our time is five questions. We do it every week. We've got a little bit of a Jim Rome thing going on, and we've got Ryan in Wichita, a long time. Do you still call the program, Ryan?
No, I haven't called in probably about 3 years. I guess if you had to say, I'm kind of semi-retired. So I may call again someday, but I don't get to listen to it as much as I used to. And I kind of got over the whole preparing calls, and it's pretty stressful. So
fair enough. Ryan in Wichita, our guest. We're not going to give away any of your other information. I don't even know your last name, and I'm not going to ask. Wait, maybe I do. But Ryan in Wichita, that's good enough. He's our guest for five questions. Tommy, play the music.
You could have just let your phone keep going off if you wanted.
Hey, let's relax.
No, okay? I'm not going to point that out. That's a mistake.
I'm not in control of
that. That's a mistake.
Who's calling anyway?
What do you mean you're not in control of it? Turn it off.
Ryan in Wichita, our guest. Ryan, question number one. You've been in the Hack Off. That's a show. It ran opposed to the Smack Off, no longer. But it was a show for the not so good callers. I get that you were being bad on purpose, but did you take it as an insult that you were in the Hack Off?
Oh, not at all. I loved it. And with the Hack Off, I've had friends kind of joke around with me about it. Oh, you're in the Hack Off. You're a horrible caller. With the Hack Off, at least in the first couple years, there were two types of callers that were in it. There were either people that said really regrettable stuff on the air like me, or there were people on there that had historic flameouts on the show. So, I mean, it was either you were bad because you just weren't good, or you were like me, you were an idiot. So,
so how did you get into that thinking that I'm gonna do the Hack Off? Like, what was your thought process to jump into that?
Well, the reason why they asked me to be in the Hack Off, I had made a call, I think it was about a year or two before that, and where I was talking about Mark Mangino, and I yelled out, I'm going to Burger King, which was a parody of Glenn Davis when he was interviewed after the Celtics won the NBA title. And to be honest, that day I hadn't even planned on calling. I had never planned on calling the show, and I made that call, and it became a regular soundbite on the show. And then I think it was about a year and a half after that or so, that's when they did the Hack Off and they asked me to be in it. And of course I wanted to be on it. And the only reason I originally called, I just wanted to hear my name on the radio.
That's pretty cool. Was that your question, Duda?
No, I was just, well, it could have been.
Well, is it or not? I mean, we need it.
That was my number one question.
Okay. Fair enough. Ryan, who is your favorite current Jim Rome caller?
Well, probably Mike and Indy. I don't know. I like Vic a lot. And back before I started calling, I was I used to send text messages into the show. And back then,
37-170.
Yeah, and I mean, it was it was pre-Twitter, so a lot of the callers and emailers and texters all had MySpace pages. And I actually became friends with Vic and NoCal on there. And so I like Vic, but probably, I mean, Mike and Indy every time he calls. And he makes me laugh. I like Les a lot, too. I mean, it took him a while to grow on me. I do think he is a little gimmicky sometimes. But, I mean, I definitely like him a lot better than what I used to. So
there you go.
So probably Mike.
Okay, well, have you been listening to the show today?
Yeah, in and out. I had to go pick up my son from daycare. So,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I listened to Benny earlier. So.
Okay, so well, I'm going to ask you this question. Do the Browns make the playoffs next year?
Yeah, I think I have a better shot at making the playoffs.
Thank you very much.
So rude.
So he's not rude.
It's just rude.
It's his opinion and he's right. It doesn't mean he's being rude. You're just mad.
I'm shocked that Cleveland has been down for as long as they have. And, you know, I think it would be good for the NFL for them to make the playoffs. I mean, if you look at it, you know, they lose the Browns to Baltimore and almost immediately Baltimore wins the Super Bowl. And I don't know. I hope they end up making the playoffs, if not next year, sometime soon. But that franchise is cursed. So, and they need a lot more help than just getting Baker Mayfield.
Well, they have Tyrod Taylor, too, who Jeff has nicely said that is the best 1-2 duo in the NFL.
I didn't say that.
Do you believe that?
I didn't say that.
Tyrod Taylor's a quarterback? I thought he was a body wash.
You're killing me, Ryan, in Wichita. All right, it's time now for the turntables to turn, to paraphrase Michael Scott. You get to ask any question that you'd like of either Jason or me or both.
Okay, well, I gave this a lot of thought, and I have a question for Jason. Oh. And, you know, I heard this a long time ago, and I just wanted to kind of make sure, check and see if this is true, but I heard that in Canada, you know, with your significant other, that it's, you know, popular for, I don't know how to phrase this.
I don't know if you want me to be ready. Get ready on that button.
No, that's okay. For you to do a doggy style so you can both watch the hockey game. Is that true?
I don't think so, but it could be. I haven't been back there in a while. They might have changed the laws.
Season.
I don't have a manual buzzer, Ryan, but I think that's it. You accomplished your goal there.
Hey, real fast, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm a huge fan of the show, and you know, I listen all the time, and You guys do good work. So.
Hey, we appreciate that, Ryan. I'm glad you listen. Thanks for your support. All right, we'll see you. There goes Ryan in Wichita.
He gone.
Yeah, he gone.
He gone.
Was that a fair question for you?
I can honestly say I've never had that question posed to me before.
I told Ryan to keep it reasonably clean, and I guess he sort of did that.
If you say so. I mean, you're always right, so.
Oh, stop saying that.
Well, you say it all the time.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me saying it?
Yeah, I think you've run
it. You haven't been wrong today.
I think you've run that into the ground a little bit.
I am. I'm digging.
We have like 3 minutes left. I wanted to ask you.
What?
Which of these quarterbacks are going to be future Hall of Famers?
Okay.
And there are obvious ones. Tom Brady will be. Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Carson Wentz, it's too early to tell. Is it too early to tell on Russell Wilson?
That's a good one. That one could be tough, but I think he will. Because I think he'll play for a while, but it'll be his longevity, I think, that'll be the difference with him. If he's starting to run around the pocket and getting popped and getting some injuries, I think that could hamper him. If he plays for a few years, I think he is a Hall of Famer.
Matt Ryan.
Oh.
Probably not.
Matty Ice, I don't think I could say. I don't think I could say right now that he is.
Cam Newton?
No.
He's not.
I don't think so. Do you think so?
He's gonna have a good chance, I think.
I guess,
relatively young. He's probably 28, 29.
The thing with Newton is I'm not a fan. So that's probably weighing in.
That's not what we're talking about.
I know.
Can I finish?
Yes. I know that doesn't play into it, but no. Well, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Matthew Stafford, that's a big no. What about Philip Rivers?
Wow, that's a good one too.
It is good. He's like
that's really good because he's got to have some really good numbers.
He's got great numbers, but he's won nothing. I mean, nothing. Not played in the Super Bowl. Of course, not won a Super Bowl.
Do you look at him kind of like, and I'm not putting him in the same category, but like a Dan Marino who never won anything?
No, I think Dan Marino's a much better quarterback than Philip Rivers.
And I agree 100%. I think that's night and day between the two of them. But he's played for so long. He's got good. Oh, man. That's tough.
He's going to be in like the top five of passing yards when he's done.
And
a lot of that is era. The era he played in.
Well, for sure, but they're still going to look at that when they decide if they're going to put him in or not. And his numbers are going to be up there with the best.
What about Joe Flacco? No chance, right?
No.
Even with a Super Bowl?
No, I don't.
Had a long run. He's going to build up, you know, some cumulative stats. Eli Manning, that's a yes.
Yeah, two Super Bowls, especially against the Patriots and the way they were won and... Yeah, I say yes.
And the last one you really got to think about. This one could go either way. Tyrod Taylor.
If he leads the Browns to a playoff victory this year,
he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Now they got to win a playoff game. See, hedging so much.
I'm talking about Tyrod Taylor getting into the Hall of Fame. I'm not talking about Cleveland getting there and winning one.
But you talk about winning a playoff game, so you're almost.
If he can bring Cleveland to win a playoff game this year, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
You're almost acknowledging that they will be in the playoffs just by saying that.
So basically, what am I saying, Jeff?
That Cleveland will be in the playoffs.
That Tyrod Taylor will not be a Hall of Famer.
Oh.
Okay?
Well, that hurts. That's a little
deflating. Is that painful?
A little.
Well, that's good. That's good. You deserve a little pain here and there.
Hey, thanks everyone for listening today. We'll come back and wrap it up. Thanks especially to Jason Duda for filling in. He's been great, and we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.